This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, October 28, 2021, and these are the headlines. Passengers on board an open and well-ventilated public utility jeepneys, or PUJs, are no longer required to wear face shields, according to Dr. Michelle Sclosser, spokesperson of the Davao City COVID-19 Task Force. Sclosser clarified this after receiving reports that traffic enforcers are still advising drivers and passengers to wear face shields. She said that there is a low risk of spreading the infection since it is open ventilation. On Monday's special hour with Mayor Indaisara Duterte, the mayor said that based on Executive Order No. 51, Series of 2021, face shields are to be used only in 3Cs, which are the crowded places with many people nearby, close contact settings, especially where people have close-range conversations, and confined and enclosed spaces with poor ventilation. In other news, Mayor Sara Duterte in her Executive Order No. 59-A Series of 2021 banned establishments from serving liquor for consumption and Davaoenos from drinking alcohol in public places starting October 25 to January 15, 2022. The mayor issued EO 59-A, also known as an order providing for the modified guidelines on liquor ban and the lifting of curfew within the city, a few hours after her special hour program over 87.5 FM Davao City Disaster Radio on Monday afternoon. In the first version of the EO, Section 2 on consumption did not specify the 24-hour daily ban. The EO bans the selling of liquor from 1 a.m. to 8 a.m. every day. Thus, no person or entity shall sell liquor or any alcoholic beverages during this period. Mayor Duterte said alcoholic beverages may only be served and consumed inside private properties. The curfew in all public places has also been lifted. EO 59 cited that Davao City, which has been placed under Alert Level 3 from October 20 to October 31, 2021, is currently at 71.77% for first doses and 62.19% for second doses of its herd immunity target of 1.2 million as reported by the Davao City Task Force on COVID-19 on October 25, 2021. In business, Ford Philippines sustained its strong retail performance during the first 9 months of the year, with sales rising by 57% from last year to 14,704 vehicles led by the Ford Ranger and Ford Territory. Year-to-date sales for the Ford Ranger reached 6,695 units, with the Ranger Raptor driving sales and helping sustain Ford's leadership in the 4x4 pickup segment with 38% market share. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.